GirlTalkRadio.com. Online, online all the time. The queens of internet talk radio.
Angie J. and Miss Muse.
Broadcasting live Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Talking about relationships, sex, and whatever else matters to you. Stay connected 24/7. Facebook, AGTR Chicks. And Twitter at All Girl Talk. Online, 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 all the time.
AllGirlTalkRadio.com.
Talking women in vino. The contract like 91 Dan Marino. I swear this guy Michael Rapino's boosting my ego. Overly focused, it's far from the time to rest now. Debate's growing about who they think is the best now. Took a while, got the jokers out of the deck now. I'm holding all the cards and niggas wanna play chess now. I hear you talking, say it twice so I know you meant it. Fuck it, I don't even tend it, they should know's in it. I'm authentic, real name, no gimmicks, no game, no scrimmage. I ain't playing with you niggas at all. My classmates, they went on to be chartered accountants. Or work with their parents. But thinking back on how they treated me, my high school reunion might be worth an appearance. Make everybody have to go through security clearance. Tables turn, bridges burn, you live and learn. With the ink, I can murder word of my nigga Irv. Yeah, I swear shit just started clicking, dog. You know it's real when you are who you think you are.
For you had braces. The all black Maybach, but I'm not a racist. Inside's white in the Katy Perry spaces. Yellow diamonds in my Jesus. I just might learn to speak Mandarin. Japanese for the yen that I'm handling. International hoe, that's my handle. My Saint Chongon, light a candle. El Gran Santo on the mantle. Case y'all didn't know, I speak Spanish too. Shout out the World Wide West. Everywhere we go, we leave a worldwide mess. Yes, still rock La Familia. Says a lot about you if you're not feeling us. The homie said, Hov, it ain't many of us. I told him less is more, nigga, it's plenty of us.
Cash rule everything around me. Freeze. Get the money, dollar bill, y'all.
Cake. 500 million, I got a pound cake. Niggas is frontin', that's upside down cake. Get them a red nose, they clown cakes. I should've never let you round cake. Look at my neck, I got a carrot cake. Now here's the icing on the cake. I'm just getting started, oh yeah, we got it, bitch. I done made more millionaires than Lotto did. Jay made millions, Big made millions. Ye made millions, Just made millions. Lior made millions, Cam made millions. Beans will tell you if he wasn't in the ceilings. I'm back in my bag. My eyes bloodshot, but my jet don't lag. A pair of Jordan 3's trying to chase this cab. Gucci airbag just in case we crash. Last night was mad trill. I'm fresh out of Advil, Jesus rather will.
What's up? This is your girl, the Rambunctious One, and it's Wednesday. Normally, we will say it's hump day, right? I don't want to hump today. I just want to kind of take it slow. Like, I want a slow wind. I don't mind the humping, but can we just kind of slow wind hump? Does it really have to be? See how I just took that breath? Yeah, it's Wednesday. It's 8 o'clock. It is time for Pillow Talk Live. That's right, Pillow Talk Live. It's the show that you all have requested over and over again. I am your girl, the Rambunctious One. I am the one that does what none other talk show host will do. I know I take it to you right, you know, I give it to you from the hip, right? Straight up, no chaser. That's me. That's why they call me Rambunctious. All right, so Pillow Talk Live, make sure if you are streaming our show live and it's over the speaker, hey, I'm with that. I'm really down for that. But it may seem to be a little bit inappropriate for the children, so you might want to, you know, put the children to bed because tonight is going to get hot. We're talking about sex. What works for you? What doesn't work for you? It's Pillow Talk. What do you talk about after you get through making love? We're going to talk about that. What do? Do you get up and go make a sandwich? You rinse off? Do you spoon a little? Do you want more? You know, do you, you know, wipe off certain parts and go revisit? What do? Yeah, we're going to talk about that tonight. We are. And we're also going to have a little serious conversation for my ladies out there. You know, I'm getting a lot of emails, ladies, asking for advice. You guys need, you don't need advice. You need therapy. That's what you all need. You don't need advice. Some of you ladies, you need therapy. I'm gonna try to work something out for you, like, you know, a group therapy type of situation. But we need to help build a little self-esteem. And for the guys, I think you guys need to get back into reality. Get back. Where my old men, like from back in the day, who said, "Nah, I got this. I'm gonna go to work. I'm gonna go get the bacon. I'm gonna bring it home, and you gonna fry it." I need them. I need for the real men to stand up. All right, because we're having a little problem with role reversal. So tonight we got, you know, a couple of things going on. We're going to talk about what you want to talk about. We're going to talk about sex. I know that y'all kind of like that. Y'all get turned on by it. We're going to talk about sex. Then we're going to flip the script, all right? So once again, tonight, if you're just tuning in tonight, allgirltalkradio.com, I am your girl, the Rambunctious One. You are listening to Pillow Talk Live. This is the very grown, the very sexy show of All Girl Talk Radio. So make sure that if you are streaming this show live, that you turn your speakers down if they're, you know, some virgin ears around. Because it is uncensored, and we do talk about grown-up things, all right? So don't go anywhere. When we come back after the break, we're going to talk about what is it that you do immediately following sex. I want to know. Shit, I'm nosy. All right. I'll be right back.
A tornado flew around my room before you came. Excuse the mess it made. It usually doesn't rain in Southern California, much like Arizona. My eyes don't shed tears, but boy, they pour when I'm thinking about you. Ooh, no, 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 I've been thinking about you. You, no, 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 I've been thinking about you. Do you think about me still? Do you, do you?
Or do you not think so far ahead? Cause I've been thinking about forever.
I just thought you were cool enough to kick it. Got a beach house I can sell you in Idaho. Since you think I don't love you, I just thought you were cute. That's why I kiss you. Got a fighter jet, I don't get to fly it. Though I'm lying down thinking about you. Ooh, no, 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 I've been thinking about you. You, no, 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 I've been thinking about you. Do you think about me still? Do you, do you? Yes, of course. I remember I could have forgotten.
Yeah, welcome back to AllGirlTalkRadio.com. Yep. What do you do after sex outside of sleeping? That's the conversation right now for the first half of our show. You guys wanted to talk about it, so here we go. What do you do, or what do you think about, what happens in your life, in your bedroom, in the dark, after sex? Like, do you just roll over and go to sleep? Like, does that happen? And I wonder, what signal would you send? Is that a sign that it was good and you worn out and I'm about to go to bed? Do what you're going to do. Thanks, boo. And you just out, you go to bed. Like, what do you do after sex besides going to sleep or cuddled? Yeah. Do you cuddle afterwards? Or do you sleep afterwards? Is that boring? Is that a display of inadequate session? See, I'm trying to be a little careful. So what do? So some people say they, this is a new 2015 thing, they take sex selfies, like cuddle up next to your boo and take pictures. You know, that's got to be some young behavior right there. Because, number one, I don't want nobody to know what I just got finished doing. Who about to see this sex selfie? Who about to see us? You know, clearly he don't have his shirt on. I don't have a shirt on. You can tell that in this selfie. I'm probably flushed. My mascara probably ran. My hair probably all over the head. My head, he probably has glassy eyes because he just had the best. Yeah. I don't think I would do that after sex. Normally, you know, and I can only speak for myself, and if you want to speak, 646-727-2404 is the call-in number tonight. Feel free to call in and share. What is it that you do after sex? Do you just get up and politely say, I'll be back, I need to go, grab a towel? And, you know, you grabbing a towel, that means somebody's, you know, hopefully this is yourself you're cleaning up, unless you're married, because otherwise his little cleanup should have gone right into a little package. You just need to go get yourself together. If he did the job that he was supposed to do and then you get the right results, then you need to go clean yourself up. I'm going in there. I'm going to clean myself up, and I'm coming out like, dog, you hungry? Because I'm hungry. We just had, you know, when I do it and it's done the right way, I work up an appetite. I don't know about y'all. I need a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I need a grilled cheese sandwich. I need you to go make me some pancakes and some eggs or something. I need to replenish my energy. I just did the damn thing. I can't go to. I might be tired. I might be weak, but I can't go to sleep on an empty, exerted everything in me. So I'm gonna need to go. I need a sandwich. Does that work for you all? Like, can I get an amen? A hand clap? Twitter acknowledge something. What do you do after? Do you watch? Do you just roll over and, you know, turn the television on? For some reason, there was a study that was done, and, you know, the question was posed, what do you do after sex? And one of the people that participated, she said for some reason they crave British comedies after sex. So, yeah, anything that will spark up conversation, because there was another reply from a young lady who said, and she was young, she said she didn't know what to do after sex. It was suggested that, hey, if you wanted to just, you know, string up a little conversation, talk about what you just did. Personally, for me, that would not be a good idea. Number one, I don't want to talk about what I just did. I might have just did some mind blowing shit. I don't want to talk about it. I just acted. I just did what I was feeling. I don't want to talk about it. I don't know why I don't want to talk about it, because maybe I might feel like, damn, did I do that? Oh, I might be a little ashamed. I'm glad I did it. I'm glad that you liked what I did. I don't think this is something I want to discuss. Did I just give you the bomb-ass head? You like the way I did that? Yep. Did you like the way I was licking and sucking? Yep, I did that. I don't want to talk about that after sex. I'm glad you enjoyed it, but let's talk about something else. Anybody remember the first time they had sex and, like, how awkward that moment was after it was done? Like, sometimes I kind of feel like that if I try something new, whether it works or not, I have that awkward first-time moment again. I don't think I want to talk about that after sex. That wouldn't go over well. Not for me. Let's see. Yeah, so they say that recaps, and that has been that was a big reply that a lot of people like to do a recap. And, again, that's just talking about, you know, what they just experienced, you know. Next time if you come up in the rib, maybe, you know, we can do it a little faster. Or, you know, next time when we baby, can you turn me on my side? Like, I don't want to have that conversation either. What about next time, next time? I'm the type of person that when we doing it, if I'm feeling that I want it a different way, we going to do it a different way. I'm going to initiate it. So, therefore, the conversation about, well, next time, babe, when we do it, let's try this. And how about you take my leg and do this? Well, how about you give it to me like, no, because you've already done it, because why will I wait for next time? I don't know if that's a conversation. Do you play games? Anybody, you know, have enough energy after sex to play, like, Scrabble? Because that was on the list. Play Scrabble. Because they say that playing Scrabble after sex, you play better because you're more focused and you're more mentally alert. So they said Scrabble is actually a good thing to do after sex. I don't know. I don't know, guys.
I don't know
if I want to play Scrabble after sex. I want to eat. I want a sandwich. Like I said, nothing here that the study brought up is convincing me otherwise. So, guys, what do you want to do? What do you do after sex? What are some things? All right, so when we come back after break, we're going to talk about sex a little bit more, and then we're going to get into the second half of our topic tonight on Pillow Talk Live, and that is how many times, okay? How many times? Women, this was the second part of the show is for you because I'm trying to help you. I am. How many times do you allow for your man to make the mistake of infidelity before you realize that he's not capable of having a monogamous relationship or that you're just not the one for him? All right, so once again, you are listening to Pillow Talk Live. I am your host this evening, the rambunctious one. Don't go anywhere because I will be back with more Pillow Talk.
Playing hit after hit.
Hit after hit
after hit. You've got your radio cranked up to the best station.
OnPillowTalkRadio.com.
Better where I wanna fall. You know I feel the started texting you saying I'm on my way. Hope that your body's ready for me, for me. Swerving through lanes, intoxicated, texting you saying I'm on my way. Hope that your body's ready for me. You make me feel some type of way.
This will tear up your speakers. Live in the mix.
In the mix.
AllGirlTalkRadio.com.
All right, y'all, what's up? Welcome back to Pillow Talk Live on AllGirlTalkRadio.com. If you don't know who I am, shame on you. But I'm going to tell you anyway, I am your girl, the rambunctious one. I am your host for this evening on Pillow Talk Live. Now, we're going to continue our conversation about what do you do after sex? What is your routine after sex? And then we're going to get into how many times do you forgive a cheating mate? And I just dedicate the second part of the show to the ladies because, ladies, I just really believe that, you know, you got to get better. We have to stop settling. And for my fellas, I'm not leaving you out because I know that there are some good guys out there who hooked up with some not so good girls and they cheat too. So it's for you too, but I'm girl power, right? So okay, so what do you do after sex? The call in number 646-727-2404. I definitely want to know, and I hope Chris comes on and he tells me first what he does after sex. So we're going to let Mr. Chris, representing Chris and Company Radio, onto allgirltalkradio.com. Chris, what do you do after sex?
My sister Cheryl, what's going on?
What's going on, Chris?
I'm a misfit, so I haven't misbehaved today, but, you know, check back with me in 24 hours.
In a few.
Well, no, not tonight, but tomorrow, okay. Perhaps, because the cast play tomorrow, so who knows. Anyway, I mean, to answer your question, look, when I'm done with sex, it's like, listen, hey, can you go downstairs and give me something to eat from the refrigerator, please, or, while you're down there, can you grab me a beer? That's because, first of all, you killed the experience. You just had sex, and then you want to have a recap like Marv Albert and John Madden? No. Well, you know, I put you in the missionary position, and I got you up and down, and boom. I busted it. No, it's done. Sometimes, you remember that old saying, silence is golden, right? Well, why would you want to talk about sex after? Enjoy the moment. And that's such a lost art. Or at least, put it this way, okay? Have a few drinks, you know, have a drink first, get something to eat, and then, you know, discuss it a little, right? Like, well, you know, maybe the next time y'all going to get some. But
you talk about that? Wait a minute. Back up. You discuss after sex the next time you're going to have sex. Am I hearing that right?
Sometimes.
So we just got finished having sex, and I'm laying there, and this is a hard vision because you're my brother, so we're going to just – I'm going to go there, though. And I'm just looking at you, and I'm like, so we're going to do this again next Tuesday? I'm making a reservation.
No, no. Okay. But, you know, come on now. But women have, you know, well, you know, women that I have, some women that I've dealt with in my life, right? You know,
okay.
They're like, hey, baby, you know, if you roll over, you roll over, and I'm just saying, go for what you know. Next time, whatever, this and that and the other. Okay, well, all right. You know, but, each woman is different.
So you send the woman to get the sandwich. You send the woman to get the cold drink.
Yes. Yeah.
Is that okay?
You come. You have to understand the scientific part of sex. Sex.
Okay.
You lose weight. You lose calories, and you get dehydrated, and you gotta get that energy back up.
Right.
Okay.
I'm with that. I'm just like, you can send me as long as this is what we've been doing it. I'm not gonna always be the one. We're gonna take turns here. I got you. It was good. Baby, that shit was so good. I'm about to go make you some breakfast. I got that. But show me when it's equally as good. Now it's your turn. Don't always send me to get the towel.
Well, why not? Go get it.
Why? Like, why do we have to have this role? Why do I have to? I get it though, because 9 times out of 10, I'm gonna put it down anyway. You tired? You can't get up. I'm hungry. I'm gonna wobble my ass on in the kitchen. I'm gonna make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and come back, and I may come back and find you stressed out, snoring, sucking your thumb. That's what y'all do. Right. But sometimes it's okay to make me feel like, damn, I'm going to go make your ass a sandwich. Girl, you put it down. You did the damn thing. That's what's up. Yeah.
If he's saying all that, I think he's overcompensating. You're talking to a real man. You understand? Okay. I don't need to give you that many accolades and to boost up your ego. Yes, it's good. Yes, it's going on. However, would you please, like, if you go into the bathroom, can you send me a wash rag so I can wipe myself off? Okay. All right. Now, if you want to lay down, you can come in and lay down, and I can go and grab myself a beer. You know, I'm not that, I'm not that demanding. You know, but I don't need to be like, damn, you the bomb. Your stuff is the.
So you don't compliment either? You don't compliment like, baby, you did that shit. Damn, you knocked the brother out tonight. I'm gonna give you that. Do you compliment at least after sex?
No. Because the action should speak louder than any words that need to be said. Sometimes silence is golden.
Sometimes.
Oh, you got it.
I'm with you on the sometimes,
well,
but it's like telling me you love me. I know you love me based on your actions, but sometimes I want to hear it. I'm a girl. I still want to hear it. Tell me that I gave it. Tell me. I know I put it down yesterday because the way you passed out, but, you know, tell me today. Just tell me today. Damn, you did that. You did it. Yep. Good job, babe.
But if the,
you don't like your ego stroke?
No, because I shouldn't have to. Okay, ego stroke more or less in foreplay. Like, damn, baby, you know, I've been wanting some of that all week long. Come on, I got to have it. Shoot, I've been staring at you. I've been staring at you naked since I took you out for that steak dinner last week. Well, come on, I got to have it. I want it, need it, got to have it. I got to have you. You know, I mean, foreplay, that's when you turn the ego machine on because you're leading up to it. But turn on the ego machine after you bust the good nut and now you want a sandwich and a beer? Sorry.
I don't feel that there's anything wrong with. So don't get me wrong. I don't feel like there's anything wrong with me going to get you a sandwich. Hey, I'm in there. I'll grab you a beer, too. I got that. I'll do that. But on the flip side, you know, we can reciprocate. That's just like you want me to give you some head, I want you to give me some too. One good term deserves the next here and there.
No, I don't have no problem with that. Now, I don't have no problem with that. And I have absolutely no problem with that. I kind of got in trouble last year. Do I got time for a quick story? Well, I didn't really get in trouble. I just told the truth, the absolute truth. And not to brag on my penis, but my penis knows things, okay? And I was messing around with this girl, and I used protection, and, well, she had a yeast infection. How do I know? Because I know that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So after after the sex, darling, you need to get yourself checked out. Huh? What do you mean you need to get myself checked out? We ain't together no more, so I'm loving telling the story. It ties into what you're talking about tonight. I said, look, you have a yeast infection. I can't believe you said that. And I'm trying to tell her, I'm like, I know what I'm talking about. Surely enough, she went to the doctor and found out that she did have one. Now, things like that, those need to be told immediately, because I'm not going down on her. No, and hell's to no. So, things like that, those need to be communicated right away after sex, maybe during sex, depending on the situation. Now, as far as giving head, each other head and all of that, hey, listen, hey, turnabout's fair play, but you better be clean, and I better not smell anything. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, I can't do that. And so,
I've encountered some people who, and I can respect it, but I've encountered a couple guys who require you to shower anyways before before sex. Like, I mean, how about we take a shower first? Obviously, he knows what he's getting ready to indulge in, and it's, oral pleasures. And I get that. Like, I get that. Like,
so that's cool. So we're on the same page on that. That's cool. But do you need a guy to boost up your ego before sex? Angie, baby, I got to have you up in one. Ooh, shit, I want you. I want you bad. And then after, man, you just a bomb. You just had me going, isn't that overkill?
No, not to me. If he becomes annoying and a nag about telling me how good the juice box was, then maybe. But what I'm saying is, it's
make
okay
up your mind what you want.
It's okay for us to finish having sex, and for you to say, I enjoyed it. Did you enjoy it? You know what I'm saying? What I can't do, which will probably make me feel like a little girl, is, the poll that was taken was some people were saying they discuss it. And, you said you talk about when the next time you're going to do it. I'm really spontaneous. I don't want you to say, after we just had sex, I don't want you to ask me about the next time. Because in 5 minutes, I might be ready to climb back on anyway. So that's the conversation I don't want to have after sex. And I don't want to talk about what I did during the act in detail.
Well, if a man wants to crawl back on top of you after five minutes later after having sex, he must be Ron Jeremy.
I take it. Come on with it. Make me feel like a girl again. sometimes you got to, it's all right. Sometimes that second round be the best one. But what I'm saying is,
yeah, that is true. Yeah,
it is. When you get older, things got to switch up. That second one.
Second wind sex. Second wind sex is best.
Second wind sex is best. For the man?
And you're stronger. Hell yeah. Well, I know for me. Okay. For me, yeah. I can't speak for most other men. No, but for me, yeah. Second wind sex, oh, hell yes. Yeah. Longer, harder, stronger.
Okay, Chris, we got to shout out everybody that's listening to us live this evening that's joining us live from the Pillow Talk chat room, well, group room on Facebook. We certainly appreciate everybody's support. If you're just tuning in tonight to AllGirlTalkRadio.com, I am your girl, the Rambunctious One. We have our brother show, Chris, representing Chris and Company tonight on Pillow Talk Live, and we are actually talking about what do you do after sex, and you know, it's always going to be a difference of opinion from a man and a woman. And but Chris, I do agree. You know, well, I'm not saying agree. I'm okay with getting you a towel sometimes.
Well, I hope so, Dad. You want me to mess up all your sheets?
Well, it's. But what I'm saying, no. The only thing I was saying personally, this is my personal opinion. I said sometimes. Like, I don't want to always be the one to get up and go get you the towel. You can get up and go get a towel. You know what I'm saying? That's it. I'm just going to leave it at that. Like,
well, I can't. Now, to meet you halfway.
Meet me halfway. If, I'm going to get up and make me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
I can do that. I can meet you halfway. Because if I've been in your house enough and I familiarize myself, you know, I'm not company anymore. You see what I'm saying? So
right.
You know, I ain't that damn lazy. I can get my black ass up and going and okay, where's your washcloth at? Okay, I'm gonna wash myself off.
Well, if it's our first time, let me make it clear then. If you're in my home as a and I don't entertain men in my house like that. That you know, but if it's your first time and you're in my home and it just happened, it goes down like that, I don't expect you to even know where my towels are. So I will get up. But rest assured, if it was good and you coming back and we doing it again, oh, you're going to know where those towels at. You're going to know where the towels at. You're going to know where the bottled water is. You're going to know how to make me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I'm just saying. Make yourself at home because, you know, I feel like I just kind of, you know, struck the gold mine. So I got to make it comfortable.
Nah. Oh, my goodness, the after-sex survival kit.
The after-sex, you need that protein. Do you understand what you just did here? You got to get that back. And see, the older we get, like,
yeah,
we need more.
Yeah,
like,
we lose, you're burning calories. So we
and you get, like,
back.
And you're releasing.
You got to have some beers in the refrigerator, baby.
And you're releasing fluids, because if you did it right, you know, if you did it right, you both are going to be a little dehydrated. And so you do. Mm-hmm. We need to get up, and I need to grab you that beer, like you said. Give me a nice tall glass of ice water. And I'm still going to be sitting there. What do I need, Chris? I need that peanut butter and jelly. I need that protein. So, yeah. All right, so I promise at the flip side of the show, we will flip the conversation a little bit, but we got to make sure that we, you know, earn our keep around here. So once again, if you're just tuning in tonight to AllGirlTalkRadio.com, I'm doing my duties. I came in a little late. I almost forgot, but I am here. I made it. I am your girl, the Rambunctious One. Chris is hanging out with us live tonight on All Girl Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Warning. Warning.
Warning.
Yeah. This will tear up your speakers. Live in the mix.
In the mix.
AllGirlTalkRadio.com.
Your challenges are a young group from Houston. Welcome Beyonce, Latavia, Nina, Nikki, Kelly, and Ashley, the hip-hop rapping Girls Time.
to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much. You should aim to be successful, but not too successful, otherwise you will threaten the man. Because I am female, I am expected to aspire to marriage. I'm expected to make my life choices, always keeping in mind that marriage is the most important. A marriage can be a source of joy and love and mutual support. But why do we teach girls to aspire to marriage and we don't teach boys the same? We raise girls to see each other as competitors, not for jobs or for accomplishments, which I think can be a good thing, but for the attention of men. We teach girls that they cannot be sexual beings in the way that boys are. Feminists. A person who believes in the social, political, and economic equality of the sexes.
You wake up, post up, run around in it, blossom on it. The diamond, my diamond, the rock, my rock. I woke up like this, I woke up like this. We flawless, ladies, tell them I woke up like this. Woke up like this, we flawless, ladies, tell them say I look so good tonight, goddamn, goddamn, say I look so good tonight, goddamn, goddamn, goddamn. Mama taught me good home training, my daddy taught me how to love my haters, my sister told me I should speak my mind, my man made me feel so goddamn fine.
You wake up, post up, run around in it, blossom on it, the diamond, my diamond, the rock, my rock.
AllGirlsTalkRadio.com. Online, online, all the time. The queens of internet talk radio.
Angie J. and Miss Muse.
Broadcasting live Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Talking about relationships, sex, and whatever else matters to you. Stay connected 24/7. Facebook, AGTR Chicks. And Twitter at AllGirlTalk. Online, 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 all the time.
AllGirlTalkRadio.com.
All right, y'all. What's up? Welcome back to Pillow Talk Live, hosted by your girl, the Rambunctious One. Honorary co-host tonight, I have inducted you, Chris. I got Mr. Chris from Chris and Company Radio. So, Mr. Flip said, and we only got a few minutes left for the show this evening on Pillow Talk, so I promised we would talk about this. How many times, Chris, do you think it's wise to forgive a cheater if you've ever been cheated on? How many times are you willing to forgive someone for cheating?
Well, it really depends how deep you're in a relationship. I mean, if it's just your typical boyfriend-girlfriend thing, then cut it off. Just cut it off. that's not a real strong commitment. When you go into marriage or something like that, that's a totally different story. Now my ex-wife cheated on me, and but I turned around and cheated on her. So yeah, I wasn't going to leave her because of that. So you can get some of this stuff out of me. We peeps like that. You know, it all depends. I mean, if you're in a marriage, it just all depends on the situation. It just all depends on the situation. If we're just starting to see each other, I can see this happening. Let's say you and I met, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we was just wrapping up being with, with our significant others, and we knew it was not going to work out or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe like a month or so, we go on and get involved, right? But, you know, how can I say this? You know, y'all did something one more time, I did something one more time. I could kind of see that. I could kind of let that slide. Because that was just the very beginning. But that point forward, no. We all together 2-3 years or whatever. And, you know, we're in this big-time committed relationship and this and that and the other. and it's going to that next level, and then you turn around and say, oh, you know, baby, I cheated or whatever, then that has to, that I can't, I'm going to feel a little bit at ease about it. But now if we're 2 or 3 years in marriage, I say 4 years into the marriage and something happened, I think I could let it go depending on the circumstances. Now, if we were at it and we was arguing and we was in each other's space, we going to marriage counseling, woo, 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 and this and that and the other, and then you broke out with it, I could probably let it.
See, but the thing is, how many times? Because if it becomes a chronic behavior, then that's where the problem is. Because I'm a firm believer that everybody can, you know, we're not perfect. We're human, so we're going to err. So, I'll allow it maybe once. At this point in my life, I will maybe once. I'm going to struggle over it, but I'll allow it, depending on the dynamics of the relationship, I'll allow it maybe once. I cannot, and the thing about it is, when I make the decision to forgive, then I'm saying that, you know, I'm going to forgive it this one time. But in me making that decision to forgive, you too, the cheater, too, will also have to make a commitment to me that this will never happen again. So now we have you giving me your word that you're not going to do something, and I'm actually giving you my word that I'm going to forgive you and get over it. Now, that's the one time. If it happens again, I personally have a problem, because now your word means nothing because you gave me your word. You
okay,
understand what
yeah.
I'm saying? It's chronic behavior.
Yeah.
And if I go back on it and forgive you, then I'm – go ahead.
Yeah. No, I'm agreeing with you.
Okay.
But to take it further, when people are married and they cheat, well, or I'll just say when people are married,
mm-hmm.
More people of the opposite sex come at them out of the woodwork. People who never paid you no damn attention, now all of a sudden you say the words, I'm married. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Really? It, eyes light up.
Right.
Smile.
It's like you become more attractive to them.
Right.
Yeah.
Especially the men. See, women, you know, men, we, you know, we think with our penises. So, you know, whether you married or not married, it don't matter, you know, what your man got to do with me. You know, that's always been embedded in our skull. But with men, I swear to God, the average goober, nobody pays attention. Girl, look at him. He was a dork in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Girl. And he comes over and says hi. You know, hey, how good? Hey, you know, being phony, you know. And then he says the magic words. Well, I'm married. Really? Next thing you know, there's always a woman that's curious about what does she see in him. And next thing you know, women that haven't paid attention to a particular guy over the years, he say he's married. Got the ring on his finger, and next thing you know, boom, now that particular woman is interested. The temptation on the men's side of cheating is so great. It's at a fever pitch because of the fact that we're married, and the fact
right.
that if the average woman is like, well, what does this woman see in him? What's there?
Yeah, she's just
the curiosity. Anything else is killing her.
Yeah, I get it. We got a caller, but let me give out the number once again. If you're listening tonight to allgirltalkradio.com, this is Pillow Talk Live. The call-in number is 646-727-2404. Caller that's calling in from 202 area code, you're on with All Girl Talk Radio.
Yeah, I just like to say, as far as this cheating thing, I go into all of my relationships letting the woman know, you got one time, that's it. You got one time. I know I'm not the only person you want to screw. You ain't the only person I want to screw, so I understand. But after that one time, it just depends on the history of our relationship, your body of work. Because if you do it again, I'm not going to necessarily throw out the baby with the bathwater, you know, but everyone knows from jump, before we even hit the bed, you got one chance with me.
I agree.
That's fair enough.
I totally agree. And I assuming that you were listening to the whole show, I'm with the one chance. We're human. I give you one time to fall off. I can't. See, my thing is if I forgive you the first time, and I go back on my word, and because I'm going to tell you, this is it. This is it. I forgive you. Don't do this shit again. If you turn around and do it again, I feel like I'm setting up the pace for you to feel like, oh, after a while, you know, I'll do it. She'll be mad. She'll forgive me. I could do it again. No. You get one time, and I don't want to, reluctantly, I don't want to give you that one time. I don't even really want to think about the fact that you would ever cheat on me anyways.
Right. Now, that's the Pandora's box you open when you say that. Cause
right.
It's like, well, you did say I'm only cheating on you one time, that you forgive me, blah, blah, blah. And sometimes people be playing on you.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're slow.
Well, so, caller, I'm sorry, caller, where are you calling from?
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I'm calling from Washington, D.C.
Okay. You didn't want to share your name with us. What's your name, huh?
Washington. Actually, I go by the name of D.C. That's what they call me.
Oh, okay. Well, D.C., thank you for calling in, and we appreciate you chiming in on this topic. So I want to make sure I didn't. Have you found yourself in a situation where you've been cheated on and then you forgave only to realize that your biggest mistake was forgiving in the first place because they did it again?
No, I've never been in that situation. I've been cheated on, and I've been the cheater as well. And I'm just like, I wasn't going to throw away the relationship because she had that, you know, she made that one mistake. Because overall, she still wanted to be with me. I wanted to be with her. We can be reasonable about this and work it out. So I haven't necessarily been in the situation where it's been done a second time. Nor have I done it a second time.
Okay. Okay. Well, we appreciate you calling in and sharing your view. Please keep listening to the show tonight.
I will. I'll be on mute.
And
okay.
I was in Washington D.C. last summer. You know, when you go there, Rambunctious, you gotta try out H and Pizza on H Street. That pizza is the bomb. You make your own pizza and design it. It is
I'll keep that in mind for my next visit. Chris, you've been cheated on, correct?
Well, I've been cheated more on. I'm not a cheater by nature. I cheat when I'm provoked. You know how I am when I'm provoked. When your sister's been on the show, I get kind of nasty when I'm provoked. So, you know, only when I'm provoked. But see, here's the problem with doing that. Okay, I'm cheating on you because I want you to suffer. I want to make you know how I feel. It is such a short-term feeling. Because I cheated to get back at you, but the feeling doesn't last long, and that's kind of like it's like sometimes the revenge is not worth the act.
Okay, I get it.
It's kind of like a slippery slope.
For our listeners out there that are listening this evening to Pillow Talk Live, we're talking about how many times do you forgive someone for cheating? So here's the rambunctious thoughts, okay? So if you've been cheated on, not if you're the cheater, but if you've fell victim to a relationship that involved infidelity, these are some things I need you to do. First of all, I need you to get real about the situation. Here's the thing. The best way to predict future behavior, you have to know that a lot of time the behavior is relevant to the past behavior. So if your partner has cheated on you repeatedly, and that would be my key word, repeatedly, and then they swear that they're going to stop, you know, what are the chances that them telling you this time that is actually true? Because the thing about it is you can't change what you don't acknowledge. So there's a point which you have to acknowledge in yourself that you just, I deserve better. You know, if you have kids, your kids, they deserve better. And then you have to realize that this person that you're in a relationship with, they may not have boundaries. You may have boundaries because you're not the cheater, but they may not have boundaries. So you have boundaries, and your boundaries say either you're going to treat me with some integrity and some and dignity and respect, or you don't treat me at all. It's all about the standards that you set for yourself. You have to, you know, learn how to stand up for yourself. And, you know, and like I said, if you have kids, because in a situation like this, if you have kids, you've been cheated on, if you decide to leave a situation, your decision will also affect your kids. So, you know, you have to stand up for yourself and for your kids. You have to know that when you are in a relationship with a cheater and you repeatedly forgive them, you're giving your power away to them. And at some point, you got to get your power back. You know, I personally, I'm never one to tell somebody to leave a relationship, but at some point in your life, you need to get real, okay? And then you have to not wallow in that, Chris, you know, that self-pity, like, it's all my fault. I have, you know, several friends that have found themselves in situations like this, and they go into this depression. You know, they kind of beat themselves up because, what did I do wrong? And I don't know what I did. You know, you have to know that when a person decides to go outside of your relationship and cheat, that decision that they made, it had nothing to do with you. Because you're not the one that made the decision to break your commitment to your partner and go cheat. You have nothing to do with the person that you're with making an inappropriate or immature decision.
Can I cut in? So can I please cut in? You said the magic word, immature.
Yeah.
A mature person will think things through first. You know, if I sleep with this other woman, what are the possible ramifications behind that? And I think that comes with age. I want to say it comes with age, but I know a lot of immature, knuckleheaded 50 and 60-year-olds still doing stupid shit. But for those who are mature, sex is a powerful thing. Sex is a powerful thing.
You're doing some crazy shit.
you can have your checkbook balance. You could balance the United States budget, and yet the downfall of sex could happen just like that, just with a snap of a finger.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a hell of a tightrope to walk. I think it's a harder tightrope for men because, like I said, when a man gets married, all kinds of pussies coming out of the woodwork, out of the walls. Women have never paid you no attention ever. Now all of a sudden, what's she finding him?
And you know the one thing men have the hardest time fighting themselves against, and it's their pride. You know, men are so prideful. Like the thought of a man being approached by an attractive woman, and she's trying to seduce him, and he's staying faithful, you know, to his marriage. And imagine what that may look like to her and what she may say about him. So he would let the thought of, you know, being looked at in a different way kind of break him down, and he'll fall victim to it. But I'm not being critical of men, because women can be the same way. Like, but it doesn't... We don't struggle as much when it comes to pride.
But see, but women are used to being hissed at, you know, cat calls, whistling, whether you're single, whether you're a lesbian. If you came onto the show and you said, I'm Rambunctious Angie and I'm a lesbian, it's not going to change the hissing and the cat calls and hey, baby, what's going on? That's not going to change.
It's going to intensify.
You get married. It's going to, why? Exactly.
Yeah.
But it's still going to happen. But for men, women ain't men, and they're not calling men. But as soon as they hear, "What, you married?" Yeah, and they see the ring and all of that, and you know, pulling out the iPhone and pictures of the wife and the kid, and you know, that woman like, "What? You know what?" You know, oh, okay. Next thing you know, well, call me sometime if you happen to be around, or, you know, Facebook me. You know, I'm on Facebook. You know, and it is a different. And if a man who don't know better, who doesn't have the wherewithal, handling that temptation to get caught up quick.
Happens every time. So a couple more things you need to do before we get out of here if you are being cheated on. And these are just some thoughts from the rambunctious one. So you're being cheated on, you need to do this. You need to know what your commitment level is. And what I mean by that is when you decide to forgive somebody that's cheating, you have to know whether or not you can handle being vulnerable to that person again. Either you can or you can't. And if you can't, you need to get out of the relationship and move on. But if you can, then you need to let that person earn the trust back and then start putting the relationship back together again, which will take a lot of time because, for me, I know personally, once I lose a level of trust in somebody, that person, unfortunately, will go through the ringer with me to establish that. You have to work double time to rebuild my trust in you. And then another thing I want to do is consider what the consequences are, especially, once again, especially if you have children, because if you have children, so assuming you're married and you have struggles with a partner that cheats and you decide that the best thing for you to do is to leave, you have to understand that the decision you make is going to involve your children, and it's going to affect them. So you do have the responsibility to know what you're going to do next. You're going to have to make a decision whether or not your justice will be served to your kids also. So that's a consequence. You really have to consider that. And lastly, two more things. You decide whether or not you can if you can forgive, because forgiveness is a choice. It doesn't mean that what this person did to you was okay. You know, how much you trust that person, you know, depending on what they did, and, you know, part of whether or not, you know, you have enough confidence in yourself to handle it if this person does it again. So if they disappoint you, what happens if you find out that they strayed away again? Can you handle that? So just, you know, we have to keep in mind that choosing to forgive is our option. We have to think outside the box and consider first what happens if I do choose to forgive, but this person still does X, Y, and Z. Can you handle that? Because that's always, you know, Chris, that's always an option too. And if you cannot forgive, because a lot of us would say, "I forgive you," but don't totally know how to forgive somebody. When you forgive somebody for anything, you have to totally let it go. You cannot rehash it in another conversation, in another argument 6 months down the line. "Well, I forgave you because you cheated on me, remember?" You can't do that. You told me you forgave me, meaning you wiped my slate clean. You can't bring that back up again. It's now off limits. So when you choose to forgive, you have to let it go. At that point, you choose the behavior, you choose the consequence. If you continue to throw that up, whatever the behavior was, in your partner's face, then you're going to eventually run that person off anyways. So you have to ask yourself, is this going to be a life sentence for this person? Am I going to always hold this over that person's head? Can you really heal from whatever it was that they did, and can you forgive? Because if not, you can't continue to just live with silent anger. Number one, it's not healthy. So you're going to either, again, make a decision. Either you're going to stay or you're going to go. All right, guys, that is what we have for you. Of course, Pillow Talk Live airs every Wednesday night from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock, hosted by yours truly, your girl, the Rambunctious One. Chris, thank you so much for joining me and helping me out this evening.
Of course.
Pillow Talk.
And I'm, and
all
you
right.
caught me in a good mood because I was a nice guy. And but I wanted to say this: there's a thin line between being a nice guy and being a fool. And you have to gauge when you're being a fool, when you feel that you're being played for a fool, then that's when you need to deal with it and make a decision.
Good advice. All right, next week on Pillow Talk Live, we have Torn Between Two Lovers. Oh, what a way to follow up a cheating show, huh? All right, don't forget to join me once again next week on Wednesday for Pillow Talk Live. I am your girl, the Rambunctious One. Once this show goes off air, you can always come over to the Pillow Talk group on Facebook. Send us a request. We will let you in. It is a private group because it's for a mature crowd. We will let you in, and you can always partake in our conversations there. Until next week, you can join us online all the time simply by going over to allgirltalkradio.com. Chris, anything new and exciting happening from you guys? What's going on?
Well, we've scaled back on production. However, we'll talk about that more off the air. I will be in the D town in 3 weeks.
Okay, we can't wait to have you. Make sure you hit us up when you get here. Because
y'all doing y'all do a Saturday show, right?
We used to. We no longer are. We're 4 days a week now. And Wednesday shows, Pillow Talk is down to an hour. So we're doing it. You know, we're revamping. We had to, you know how it is when you got to bring it all back in and take it all back out.
Well, you know, we're going to have to do an exclusive when I get there.
We'll do that. We'll have you come into the studio and do a show. I'm sure you would like to do that.
I'm sure. And please make sure that your girls put up their weaponry. No bats, no guns.
All right, Chris, thanks for joining me tonight on Pillow Talk Live. Guys, once again, don't forget when the show goes off the air, you can listen to it live. Well, not live, but you can restream the show anytime, 24 hours, 7 days a week, by going into allgirltalkradio.com. Until next week, we're out of here.
Tell me I should fix my grill cause I got money now. I ain't gonna sit around in front like I ain't thought about it. A perfect smile is more appealing, but it's funny how this crooked, look at how far I done got without it. I keep my twisted grill just to show the kids it's real. We ain't picture perfect, but we worth the picture still. I got smart, I got rich, and I got still. And they all look like my eyebrows, thick as hell. Love yourself, girl, or nobody will. Know you a woman, I don't know how you deal with all the pressure to look impressive and go out in heels. I feel for you, killing yourself to find a man that'll kill for you. You wake up, put makeup on, stare in the mirror, but it's clear that you can't face what's wrong. No need to fix what God already put his paintbrush on. Your roommate yelling, why you gotta take so long? What it's like to have a crooked smile.
AllGirlTalkRadio.com. Online all the time. The queens of internet talk radio.
Angie J and Miss Muse.
Broadcasting live Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Talking about relationships, sex, and whatever else matters to you. Stay connected 24/7. Facebook, AGTR Chicks. And Twitter at All Girl Talk. Online all the time.
AllGirlTalkRadio.com.